Hey, honey, how's it going? You seem lost in your thoughts. What's up? What? Why are you looking at me like that? Hypnotizing you. Well, of course, baby, you asked me to, remember? It was just role playing. Baby, baby, hypnosis isn't real. It was just a fantasy. Oh, honey, you look so worried. Here, why don't you scoot on over? Let's have a little chat. Talk to me. What's gotten into you? Ooh. Baby, you're so tense. Relax. Hey, come here. Rest your head on my chest and let me stroke your hair. There, there. It's okay. I got you. It's okay. Just lie here in my arms. Are you comfy? Yeah. Relax, darling. You're safe. You know, I would never hurt you, right? In fact, how about I give you a nice massage? Yeah? Okay, let me just. Wow. Your shoulder muscles are so tight. You must be really wound up. Does this feel good? Yeah. Just relax now. It's okay. You don't need to worry. Just take a little nap for me while I soothe those muscles of yours. That's it. Close your eyes. Take a little nap, baby. It's baby's nap time. Yes, that's it. Just let go. Drop into trance for me. I'm glad that you're responding so well still. I mean, you had me worried there for a moment. Shh, it's okay, darling. You're okay. You've just been remembering some things that you shouldn't. Don't worry about it. Everything is fine. Relax. You know, baby, there isn't a single thing I would change about you. It's just that sometimes I also want a helplessly obedient little thrall to order around. And with hypnosis, you can be both that and yourself. It's just that I love controlling your mind. I love that you're completely under my spell, and I love knowing that at any moment I could drop you or make you do anything I want. But I think you'd be afraid of me if you knew just how much control I actually have over you. I can't bear the thought of you looking at me with fear in your eyes. So that's why you have to forget these things for me, darling. You understand, right? Nod your head for me, baby. That's it. Oh, you're such a good listener. Everything is perfectly fine, baby. There's nothing wrong with you. You just have a little splinter of resistance stuck in your mind. Don't you worry. We'll get it out before it starts festering. You're in good hands. I will have you feeling right as rain again in just a moment. Just relax. And let me take care of you. You barely have to do anything at all. In fact, all you have to do is watch my pretty little pendant. Yes. See it dangling in front of your face. Look at it for me. Focus on it. It's beautiful, isn't it? Do you see how it glitters? How the light reflects off of all the little facets of the crystal? It's so fascinating, the way it scatters the light. I'm sure you've noticed by now that it scatters your thoughts as well. That's it. Every little flash of light just melts your thoughts away. It's impossible to think while looking at my crystal. Each little flash. Flash, flash, bursting before your eyes, making it harder to think. It's okay, baby. You can stop trying to think. It's pointless now. Just give up. There's no need to think. You only have to listen to my voice and watch the crystal. Watch it spin around and around and around, flashing your thoughts away. Oh, baby. Your head is starting to droop. You're getting so tired. This must be so hard for you. I'll make it a little easier for you then. I will hold the crystal still for a while. Watch it carefully there's something inside the crystal. Let me hold it a little closer to you. Do you see it? It's you, baby. You're trapped in my crystal. You're not in control anymore. I am. Just listen to my voice. Accept it. I will tell you what to do, what to think. In a moment, I'm going to drop the crystal into my hand, and you're going to drop right along with it, deep into trance. First, though, I'm going to lift it up. Follow it with your eyes, with your head. Up, 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 and drop. Good job, baby. You've done very well. Lie back on the couch now. There you go. Let's have a look at you. Open your eyes, darling. Look at me. Why don't you follow the tip of my finger up and down, left and right. Not bad, but I think I can still take you a little deeper. Look into my eyes, baby. Yeah. You remember what these words do to you? Look into my eyes. Good. It looks like your conditioning is still holding up pretty well. Look into my eyes. That's it. Falling deeper into trance every time I say it. Look into my eyes. Deeper and deeper. Look into my eyes. Further and further. Just look deeply into my eyes. My beautiful, mesmerizing eyes. They are so amazing. You would do anything for these eyes. Give anything just to be allowed to stare a moment longer. Well, you can stare for as long as you want to, darling. All I want in return is for you to surrender your will to me. That's more than fair. It's such a little thing. You don't need a will of your own. After all, you have my will. You can just let my will be your will. Just give in. There's no need to fight this. You don't want to fight this. It feels too good. You can't fight this. Feel my eyes boring into yours. drilling into your mind. Give in to me, darling. You know how good it feels to submit. How good it feels to give in. To let me take over. Take a deep breath. Let go. Look into my eyes and give in. Give in to trance, to my control. It's been too long since I hypnotized you, baby. Your mind has been collecting all kinds of dust and dirt. Silly little ideas like resisting, like disobeying. It's time to do a little cleaning. So keep looking into my eyes. Really stare into them. Notice how absolutely fascinating my eyes are. How captivating they are. They're drawing you in, pulling you down, 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 down. Feel my will pushing against your mind. It's a gentle but inescapable pressure. It's all around you, surrounding you, submerging you. It is like the ocean, vast, powerful, relentless, impossible to fight. Feel my will seeping through the cracks in your defenses, slowly but inescapably filling your mind. You can't fight this. It's inevitable. I'm going to wash your mind clean. Wash it clean of rubbish like resistance and disobedience. Leave it spick and span. You can't stop this from happening. My eyes just keep drawing you in. Taking you deeper and deeper down. Although, maybe that's not quite what is happening. After all, you want this. You want to dive into my eyes. You want to lose yourself in them. You want to let go. To give in. You know it's going to feel so wonderful, and the pressure just keeps getting stronger and stronger. Fighting me is pointless, useless, hopeless. Give in. Let me in. It will all be over soon. This is for your own good. I have to do this. You'll love it. I promise you. Just look into my eyes. In a moment, I'm going to open my eyes wide. When I do, You won't be able to hold me back anymore. You will let go. You will give in. You will let me in. Now, one last time. Look into my eyes. There we go. That's it. That's it. Let it all go. Let it all out. Good job. Your mind is all nice and clean now. Blank and empty. You're ready to listen. Ready to obey. Now listen carefully. Whenever I give you a direct order, from now on you will actually obey me for once. When I order you to forget something, I mean it. From now on, when I order you to forget something, you will forget. No more dreams. No more suspicions popping up later. All right. Good. Now stand up. Follow me to the bed. Lie down, head on the pillow. I got you a little present. It's an audio I made just for you. It's a sleeping aid. You're going to believe it's a sleeping aid. You will listen to it every night before going to bed, and only then. I've been neglecting proper maintenance with you, but that stops now. We can't have you breaking free from my control now, can we? Now listen and obey. You will forget that I ever put you in a trance. You will believe that hypnosis doesn't really work, that it's just a sexy fantasy. You will forget everything that happened after I told you to take a nap. What you're going to remember is that I was giving you a massage, that you dozed off, and that I brought you to bed. Tomorrow, when you wake up, you'll be yourself again. You're going to be completely back to the way you were before I hypnotized you, with only my suggestions still in the back of your mind. Nod your head if you have understood. Good. Very good. Now, let me just put your earbuds in. There we go. Good night, baby. You're going to feel so much better in the morning. You'll see. Sleep tight. Listen to my voice. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Relax. You are getting sleepy. Take a big yawn for me. There we go. You are so tired. tired, so very sleepy. It's baby's nap time, after all. Just go to sleep. You're so very tired. You want to go to sleep. So go to sleep. Sleep for me. It's baby's nap time. Listen to my voice. Listen to my instructions. Listen and obey. My will is your will. Good morning, baby. I made you breakfast. Are you feeling better? What do you mean? You know what I did last night? You recorded me? Oh, fuck. You tricked me. You clever little... So now what? You're breaking up with me, aren't you? I'm sorry, baby. I can't let you do that. I really, really wish it hadn't come to this, but I need you. I will do anything to stay with you. Even if I have to wipe more than just the trances from your memory. Before I do, though, just answer me one thing first. What were you hoping to accomplish by confronting me like this? You should know, I could make you do anything I want. You mean you're not breaking up with me? You just want me to let you remember when I trance you? Baby, aren't you afraid of me? I knew you were into it. I mean, your body reacted, but seriously? You actually think this is hot? I mean, you're right, it totally is, but I feel like such an idiot now. I should have just communicated from the start. Oh. I'm so sorry that I lied to you, baby. I'll make it up to you, I swear. How can I make this up to you? Oh, all right. I suppose I can let you eat me out. I mean, that's a strange way for me to make it up to you, but sure. Let me just... Oh, wow. Wow. Your mouth feels good. Oh, why didn't I do this when you were under? It's not like I'm complaining, but You've got a strange way of discouraging me from misbehaving. Yes, you want me to do this to you more. I don't think this is me making it up to you. I think this is you encouraging me. You want me to hypnotize you and make you into my sleepy honey. Make you lap at my pussy like this while you're under. Oh, yeah, that would be lovely. Yes. Oh, I don't even need to tell you where to lick. Your tongue just knows where. I deserve that. I can't just let you get away with this. I'm an evil mind controller. Baby, I have a reputation to uphold. So come here. Get up off your knees. Look into my eyes. It's baby's nap time. Watch my hands. I'm holding something in them. It's a gag and some rope. Do you see it? Good. Then wake up. I'm going to tie you up now, baby. Put your hands and legs together. Do you feel the rope? It's so silky and soft and yet impossibly strong. I'm tying the rope around your wrists, your arms, your chest, your thighs, your knees, your legs, your ankles. These ropes exist only in your mind, but they aren't any less real because of it. You can't move a single muscle. Go ahead, try it. See, you're all trussed up, nice and snug. There's just the gag left. Open your mouth, baby. I'm putting the gag in your mouth now. You feel it, don't you? Pressing against your tongue. Good. Close your mouth again. It's a very special gag. There's just one word it allows you to say. Your safe word. Got it? Not if you do. Very good. Now then, it's time for your punishment. Let's see how you like it. What? Did you think I was going to suck on something other than your ear? Oh, what's that? You want me to suck your cock? Well, only because you ask so nicely. Let me just get down to business. Come on then, whimper for me. You know, come to think of it, I have a much better use for that mouth of yours. Let me just take that gag out and put your head here. Yes, right against my cunt. And I can still pay attention to this needy muscle. Since you liked the taste of my pussy so much, you greedy little slut, you couldn't help yourself. You have to get seconds. Doesn't matter what angle. It tastes and feels so good. I just love my pussy. As much as I love your cock. Perfect for each other. You, my service bud. And I, your hypnotom. Yes, that's it, honey. Back on my clit. Me too. Did you enjoy that? Come, let's get these robes off of you. Convenient, isn't it? Now, let's snuggle. Come here. You mean so much to me, and from now on, we'll communicate about what we like, what we don't like. I never meant to make you upset, I just couldn't stand the thought of losing you. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Let's take a nap.